Good morning, and welcome to the CyberSmart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It is September 5th, 2023. Might be afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to this podcast. And I do thank you for taking the time to tune in for your 7 to 10, maybe sometimes 13-minute look at the cyber news of the day. We're here for a good time, not a long time, so I'm trying to keep these short. Yesterday, I realized I had quite a few articles, so I'm trying to focus this down a little bit. I got a couple data breach related things, a couple just kind of opinion pieces, and some tips at the end. So we got five articles we're going to talk about today. In the show notes is a link to all of them if you want to read them more. I realize there's a lot of cyber news that can happen overnight. I'm trying to pick those things that are interesting and that can be useful to both individuals and business owners, because if you're a small, medium-sized businesses, you are being targeted immensely by cyber threat actors. It is incumbent on you to understand the intelligence out there and take steps to protect yourself. Can you always do it? No, but hopefully this is just one, my little way to help give this information out. And like I say, when I post this, there's a little bit of news, lots of education, and a little opinion. So again, I appreciate you taking the time to download. Please subscribe, leave comments, pass this information along to others in your LinkedIn feed, your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed, wherever you get your podcast stuff, and spread the word. Because as I like to say, knowledge is protection. The more we understand about the cyber threats out there, the safer we'll be. So let's get to the news. First article is from securityaffairs.com, and it's by Pierluigi Paganini. So if I mispronounce his name, I probably mispronounce it again, because I think I did an article from him yesterday or Friday. But Smishing Triad targeted the USPS and U.S. citizens for data theft. So the Postal Service and U.S. citizens. So Resecurity has identified a large-scale smishing campaign tracked as the Smishing Triad targeting U.S. citizens. So what smishing is you get a message on your phone, for a text message that says something along the lines of your article being delivered has been lost, postponed, whatever. So essentially, the bad actors in this case are attributed to Chinese-speaking cyber criminals, which is kind of unique because in most of the Chinese stuff is nation-state espionage-related, cyber espionage. This is cyber criminals, but there's certainly plenty of those. Billion Chinese are not all going to be nation-state. Some are going to be just cyber criminals. And they're leveraging a package tracking text scam sent via iMessage to collect personal identifiable information and payment information from victims with the goal of committing identity theft and credit card fraud. So I only point this one out just to be aware that you are going to get, and people are going to get, messages if they're expecting Amazon deliveries, they're expecting a delivery from somewhere, and they get a message saying, hey, your impending delivery has been delayed, click here for more information. You're never going to get that in real life. That is always going to be a fraud activity. The problem is not a lot of people realize it. I mean, obviously, I realize it. People who follow me on LinkedIn realize it. Probably most of you who are listening, who are friends of mine or who know me at this point, because this podcast is so new, know this. But do your relatives, do your older family members know these things? Spread the information. Share it out there. Let people know this stuff is going on. So that's article number one. Number two, are you a golfer? Well, congratulations. You probably own a Callaway driver or an iron or a wedge or a putter, or even Callaway balls. But Callaway suffered a data breach at the start of August, just reported today. This is from Bleeping Computer, Bill Tolis reporting, September 1st, actually. It exposed the sensitive personal and account data for more than a million customers. So I point all this out just to say that everybody can be a victim. So if you're a golfer and you're a Callaway customer, chances are your data was compromised in this data breach. So you will be getting a letter from Callaway letting you know that your data has been lost and you should change passwords, all that kind of stuff. So what exactly was lost in this data compromise included your full name, your shipping address, your email address, your phone number, order histories, account passwords, and the answers to your security questions. So go look at your Callaway account if you are a Callaway member. Look at the password and change it. because you're probably using it everywhere. So change it everywhere, because what's going to happen, bad guy's going to take these account passwords, the answers to these security questions. They're going to go to your other accounts, your Fidelity account, your USAA, your Bank of America account, whatever, and they're going to compromise your account and get in. So this goes to show the value that you should have multi-factor authentication as well, but also have different passwords, use different answers, and honestly lie on the questions. So, which doesn't help in this case because they were stolen. But for the most part, you know, like I used to always say, what's your favorite vacation spot? I would say Cleveland, because who's vacationing in Cleveland? But that's just an example of that. If you want more information on this, click the link for Bleeping Computer. You can read more about it. Ransomware attacks go just beyond data. This is from HelpNet Security. There was a survey basically showed 65% of organizations confirm ransomware is one of the top three threats to their viability. And for 13%, it's the biggest threats. And this is a report by Enterprise Strategy Group and Keep It. So according to the report findings, while ransomware attacks are sometimes kept private from the public, they are a common occurrence and represent both a significant and recurring source of business disruption. Among the 600 respondents to this survey, only 16% of those whose organizations had experienced a successful ransomware attack were able to recover fully. So 84% lost data or were unable to recoup. So the point being here, because there's always an argument on Twitter, on LinkedIn, about should you pay the ransom, right? And I am of the belief that we should not re-victimize victims by saying it's illegal to pay a ransom. If you have to pay the ransom and try to get your data back, you got to do what you got to do. This goes to show that even if you pay it, you may not get the information back. So just be prepared for that. Understand it. Use it as part of your risk assessment stuff and make ways to try to protect yourself. Also from this particular article, threat actors are getting increasingly bold in their ransomware demands, giving their targets no choice but to relent and pay to get their data back and restore daily operations. As a result of this ongoing and growing problem, 80% of organizations surveyed stated that they expect their spending in support of ransomware preparedness to increase over the next 12 to 18 months. All this means is that ransomware actors are going to continue to do this because it's easy, it works, and it's successful, and companies are preparing for it, which will make them do it more. So it's really a, how do you stop this? Because it's a vicious circle. It's something we will obviously be dealing with and looking at for the foreseeable future. X, the company formerly known as Twitter, is going to collect biometric data from premium users to combat impersonation. This is from the Hacker News. And basically, they're going to put a thing in their policies that say, based on your consent, we may collect and use your biometric information for safety, security, and identification purposes, the company said. The revised policy expected to go into effect on September 29th, 2023. Now, how are they going to do this? I don't know. I mean, it's probably in the article. Did I read the whole thing? Well, it's pretty short, so you can kind of read it off if you want to. It doesn't really say. Maybe there's going to be a tracker on your phone that tracks your fingerprint data. Hard to say. But just one of those things that if you're worried about privacy, understand these things. If you're a premium member on Twitter, there is a way to opt out, because users will be given the option to provide government ID and a picture for identity matching or verification purposes. However, there's no clarity on how it plans to collect this stuff or for how long information will be retained, but figure it's probably going to be retained for a long time, and chances are probably going to lose it at some point. So then this isn't, you know, X is not the only one doing this. TikTok obviously does it. Others probably do as well. So again, it's one of those things, just be aware of how your privacy is being impacted globally. And lastly, from welivesecurity.com, this is Roman Kuprick reporting, and that's not really an article. It's just an interesting article, I thought, that had to do with what happens when you hit a phishing link. So we hear a lot about social engineering and companies that get hit by ransomware and stuff because someone clicked a link. And I say it in all my presentations. The reason social engineering works is because someone always clicks the link. This particular article talks about the 10 steps you can take after clicking on a phishing link. I thought that was interesting. That was great. So we'll go look at that. It's a real quick read. Let's see if we give some examples of this. And it says, so here are some tips for what to do after you've taken the bait and clicked on a link. Don't provide any further information. Mm-hmm. Disconnect your device from the internet. That's a good one. Back up your data. Well, you should be doing that anyway. But if once you disconnect it from the internet, you want to back up your data, because you're going to end up flushing that operating system and starting over anyway. Run a scan for malware and other threats. Consider a factory reset. Yep. Reset your passwords, obviously. Contact your bank's authorities and service providers. And one of the things that's interesting, just from a general protective scheme, is unless you need credit quickly to buy a house, to buy a car, something like that, you should go to all three credit card bureaus and freeze your accounts, in the sense that until you unfreeze it, no one can open accounts in your name. So it really cuts down on the risk from identity theft. So something to think about as you go forward, something to do. So that's a good article on what you should do after you hit with a phishing link. And actually, this would probably be a good article to kind of take this, incorporate that into a little document and send it out to everybody in your business so they all know what to do, because someone is going to click that link. That is the quick look at the cyber news for September 5th, 2023. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, tips on news articles, hit me up, Darren@thecyberguy.com, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R, or find me on LinkedIn. And the ending tag here of the podcast will give you that information. All the links to these articles are in the show notes if you want to read more. Follow me on LinkedIn. I hope to talk to you again soon. Have a great day.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.